Broadcasting from the 1047 studios. We'll discuss that later. It's Toast and Jam. I'm Tim Oast, or Toast. This is Paul McDonald, or Jam.
Greetings, Earthling.
Yeah, I feel like an Earthling after Medora.
Oh, man.
Still a great place to hang out.
And never been.
Never been.
Never been.
Get you to Medora sometime.
It's on my bucket list.
Okay.
I've got the bucket, so I'm halfway there.
Okay. Now you got to fill them. Podcast brought to you by North Dakota Army National Guard, Jimmy's Pizza, and Nodak Insurance. Chris Colvang, agent. Thanks again to our executive producer. Got to throw this in there. Eric Kringley.
Yeah, make sure you say it right this time.
Yeah, no. Not Chris Kringle.
Oh, man.
Okay, we're going to start out with last week's trivia question brought to you by Nodak Insurance. And the question was, perhaps the most famous movie involving the Olympic Games is Chariots of Fire. Remember that one?
I do.
Coach Mack remembers that.
1982.
Yeah. What games are we talking about? You know, we got the games coming up here end of July. What games are we talking about? London 1948. Munich, 1972, Paris, 1924, St. Louis, 1904. Coach Mack, any guess on that one? London, 1948, Munich, 1972, Paris, 1924.
Paris.
Yep, got her. How about that?
Yeah.
We got a parting gift for him.
Yes.
It's still a secret.
It's still a secret. We'll tell him after he parts.
I mean, I can't wait for that kiss from Paul McDonald.
Wait a minute now.
Oh, boy.
Okay, then. Well, we're lost. The coach's mic is off now. I don't know what's going on here.
Trivia question brought to you by Nodak Insurance. We'll have another one, this week's question, later in the show. Let's check in with our guest. But before we do that, North Dakota Army National Guard. Going to talk about those guys again. And there is a new recruiter in the area.
Mm-hmm. Anthony Amigos. I'm mispronouncing his last name. Anthony is his first name.
Okay.
And he's going to be a guest here in one of our shows coming up here.
Coming up real soon.
We'll introduce the people to the new recruiter here in town.
North Dakota Army National Guard. A lot of incentive to go with those guys. And, yes, you can still go to college with that option as well. And a lot of your college is paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of nice.
And I bet college football coaches love to get National Guard guys. But boy, are they in shape when they come to visit you.
Well, that's true. And they come, true. I think they come in leaving that place, especially after guard training, they come in a different person.
Yeah, they do. We've had several kids that have done the National Guard, and currently we do. And the National Guard works very well with balancing out, allowing student-athletes to be able to do those things if they need to. So that's been a good thing.
All right. And if they have any questions at all, a lot of kids still don't know really where they're going to end up in the fall. I mean, you got to be thinking about
it
pretty
seriously now.
You got
to be thinking about it. You got to report in about a month.
Yeah, exactly. So the phone number for
701-490-1022.
Okay. And if you haven't recognized the voice of our guest yet, it is BCSU Athletic Director and Football Coach Dennis McCulloch. We like to call him Coach Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
That is absolutely okay.
I think I've been doing that for a few years.
Yeah. I don't know. Hardly recognize what somebody says Dennis to me.
Like. Yeah.
That's kind of like,
how you doing?
I feel the same way. It's Toast.
And
who's,
it is.
Who's Tim?
Yeah. Call me anything, but don't call me late for dinner.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Summer flying by, though, and you had some football camps again this year. You've been doing that for quite a while. How did those go for you?
Really well. We did our team camps in June, and, you know, we had 19 nine-man teams, and we had 9 11-man teams. You know, about 600 kids on campus at that point in time. You know, we just got done this past week with our showcase camp, which we had about 100 kids. A showcase camp is a basically it's come and show your skills. It's not a coaching kids up. We're basically bringing in juniors and seniors to allow them to come in and participate, and we get a chance to see their abilities and athletic ability and skills in their position. So, and then we had our lineman line of scrimmage camp for offensive and defensive linemen that Coach Horner runs. Coach York runs our team camp. Coach Boma runs our showcase camp, and Coach Horner runs our line of scrimmage camp, and that had about 230 kids. That's our largest. I mean, in all of our camps, it's crazy that our numbers have been going up and have been a really positive piece. So those guys have done a fantastic job of organizing those camps and bringing in a lot of numbers to VCSU on campus. And when you look at it, probably have over 1,000 kids that have participated. So
nice.
Those camps were great and a lot of positive. We had Scott Fuchs, who came back, and and Scott Fuchs was last year with Kansas. He coached with us when he left NDSU. He got his played there and got his master's, and then came here and coached for 2 years. And Scott's been a lot of different places, spent a lot of time with Craig Bohl, and now he's with the Tennessee Titans as assistant offensive line coach.
Wow.
So it was great to have him back, as he helped Coach Horner kind of start the camp, and it was a unique piece for us to have him on campus and help out with the camp. So been really good.
I had a chance to see some of these kids you might be recruiting. And sometimes there's a blue chipper out there somewhere. You don't really hear a lot about them, and there you have them at the camp.
Yep, that's exactly right. And those camps are, if we would ask our current roster of how many guys have attended a camp at VCSU, there's a large percentage of guys that from this area that have been on campus and have been in a camp. So they're important to us and in our recruitment piece also.
How does the talent level compare with years past? You've gone through these camps for quite a while. Are you seeing an upbeat in talent, or what are you seeing?
Yeah, I think that, every year you go out and we don't get all the kids in the area to show up. So it's hard to say, okay, because one year we may have less talent, but the state may be up, around you. Last year, we had three or four D1 type kids, offensive, defensive linemen that were at camp. And this year, I don't know that we would say, the elite level kid that we had. We may have had one or a kid or so that would be looked at and definitely has that opportunity. So I think the talent is good. What I see is coaches in our state, in the surrounding area, are doing a great job of coaching kids. And the development, skill development of kids is improving. I see those things, and I think that's a positive for our state and area. And that camp's been here for 27 years, What's the difference 27 years ago to today? It would be a hard answer to say, oh, wow, I just see, this. I think the size in kids, there's some of those things that you see dramatically start to change, but a large part of that is the lifting dynamics has changed so much that kids now that they're full year-round strength training programs, even in high school, like that, I think those things you see kids that have developed a lot different versus we may have been 27 years ago. That kid, developed when he got to college more, right, because he didn't do all those things, but they still had the talent. They were still there, and they just developed more when they showed up to you. Today, a lot of those kids are already developed, so you may already be seeing a higher end of that person, right? They may not have a lot of ceiling left, where in the past you may have got a kid who really shocked you because they didn't lift. They didn't do those things in high school at a level, and when they got to college, they dramatically changed. So I think that's some of the biggest things you may have seen over the time.
Well, let's shift gears a little bit. Another football season creeping in. What season is this for you?
31.
Oh, my goodness. You're catching me in the radio business or the broadcasting.
You got to stop.
Yeah, I got to quit this. Yeah. I did for a while, and I couldn't stay out. When does camp start?
Yes.
When does it start? That magic date.
We have guys that are back now, so we probably have 40 to 50 guys that are on campus right now lifting and running, and we'll do some individual stuff with them in the evenings a few days a week. And then we do a mini camp at the end of July, which is just for our returners. That starts on the 28th. That goes for a week. They get 10 days off, and then we bring our freshmen in on the 7th, and then everybody joins us 3 days later, and it's full go and into camp. So our first game is the 29th of Thursday, the 29th of going up to the Minot State and playing the Beavers. So it's here. It is definitely that point where we're gearing up for camp.
Okay, the million-dollar question, what kind of team are you bringing to camp?
We're going to have a good team. We'll be back to our competitiveness that we had. We know we lost some key guys. I mean, Riley Gearhart, okay, you know, to say, we've just replaced him, you know, there's just another guy showed up and it's easy. And that's, you know, we know that those are, there are guys that are hard to say you have a replacement. What you need is hopefully we have quality that expands and takes over a little bit of the things that he created and the things he had within our defensive line that we know we still need the same kind of pressures and production that he had. Now we got to find it in different ways out of that group. So, but we feel good about the group that we have coming back and the talent level that we have. And we've added some transfer kids and some good young freshmen that we think can come in and possibly contribute. So we feel good about it. Now, we have a very challenging start to our year and schedule. So when you go play Minot State and we travel to Augsburg, we're both going to be solid programs and challenges that we're going to be tested early and where we're at. But I feel very good about, you know, some the pieces and the things that we have coming back.
Has the portal affected you any?
You know, it's just, it's all trickle down. You know, the thing is right now, you can't rely on any piece of stability here. Like, you know, we don't, in our affiliation in the NEIA, there is no portal, right? So, but there's also nothing that restricts any kid from going anywhere. So, like, it doesn't restrict, if any school wants to call one of our kids currently and say, hey, I would like you to come and play for us, and this is what I have, they can do that. There's zero, there's nothing holding them back.
No waiting period.
No, there's nothing. You go play, you know, and so there's no, like, oh, well, I can count on every one of these guys are going to be here because they can't go anywhere right now. Well, that's not true. Like, if they left and went to an NCAA school, there's nothing that would hold them from playing. And so it's just unstable. I mean, that's just what it is. It just creates that instability within your program. And when we signed in December, we signed a transfer kicker, right? And he was excited, and he's coming, and you know, until June when a Division II team contacted him, and he decided that he was going to go there. And I mean, there's nothing we can do. Nothing. If you don't have any recruiting morals anymore, it doesn't matter, right? I mean, that's just what's happening. So, yeah. And everybody's just accepting of it. So that's just what's going on, and it's just hard. It's hard in our. Where we're at,
yeah.
Depend on, well, then how many kickers do you have to sign? Well, how many guys can you go out and actually have on a roster? Like, that's the problem. It's like, we don't have to say financially we can go, you know, do all these things for all these kids. Well, that's the problem. We don't have that kind of depth. Yeah. Like, we go out and make here's our one guy we really want.
Mm-hmm.
And now how do you make sure he shows up and he stays? And so those are the challenges that are happening.
How does the North Star shape up this year? How's it looking?
Yeah, I mean, Dickinson State is still the team. They return a lot of guys. That's, I mean, they've been the conference champ for 8 years. I mean, that's the reality, and we've been number two for 8 years. So, you know, I think they have a very quality team coming back. It's very similar to what they had last year. That was won a playoff game and you know, won our league decisively last year. And so they're definitely the team to beat, and no question about it. I think Jamestown will add a new dynamic, and they'll have quality that they'll bring. And now you're playing them twice, so there's built-in challenges. We know that Mayville and Dakota State are both good programs, and they're solid. I mean, it's going to be a really good league competitively. There's I don't have any questions about that. And then again, playing everybody twice is just built in challenges to all of that. That it's, nothing's going to be easy about the season for us.
Well, the frontier is knocking on the door. This would be the last
this
of
the
North Star, right?
Last year,
yeah.
Yep.
And then you venture into that new conference.
Yep.
You know, a lot of people have a lot of questions about the travel.
Yep.
How many times are you going to play these teams? Can you kind of give us a little insight on that?
Yeah, so, I mean, the last schedule that we, it's changed like three times since we kind of got going. I've gotten a lot of different models, right? And so the final time is, you know, what we have is you have a east-west in the frontier. You have seven teams on each side of the piece in the east side, on our side, the North Star schools, which would include Bellevue, which they don't have football, but right with the other sports, Bellevue, Dakota State, Valley City State, Mayville, and Dickinson. And that's the and they're for from the North Star, those are the teams that will be in the east. And then from the Frontier Conference, the east teams are Rocky Mountain, Northern Montana, and Montana Tech. So those are the schools that are on what's technically the east side. We play six, you know, basically you have six conference games within the east. And, you know, those are the countable games in your conference on the east side. And you'll play everybody once. And then on the we have two mandatory crossover games that we play with the west. And those games are, right, in 2025 right now are set at Eastern Oregon and Simpson, okay. California.
And that would mean a flight.
That's a flight.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So for the next, for 2025 and 2026, we will have a flight, and that'll be our first in our first crossover game. So, yeah, those. So that'll be how the schedule is being put together. The other thing that was thrown at us that, you know, they made a mandatory non-conference game with Dickinson with us, so we get to play them twice in that year, and not, you know, I guess it's to make sure that Dickinson has enough games. So that was worked out on our side. Not a choice that I would make within our if I was get to choose it. But we know, like I said, the piece that we know is our level has to raise no matter what. I mean, we have to change. Like there's got to be a dramatic change, or people are going to go like, Coach McCullough got stupid all of a sudden. He's just he's not a very good coach anymore. He can't he can't figure this out, and because it just that's just what it's going to be. We have to make this change and shift to mm-hmm. to what we've done and in multiple ways, from travel in long distance and how to get a prepared team to go do that. Those will be challenges for us. Mm-hmm. That we
new
have
things
to, absolutely I mean, yeah. It is absolutely. So those are the you know that's the right now as of today the scheduling.
Okay, well with that, you have another venture. Capital campaign, when do we break ground on that new building?
Yeah, so right now it's exciting. We are in the we have a company, Icon, who does basically are now in the point of design, and then they will put out for bid our design, the things that we want, and here's what we're looking for. And then they'll go to a bid process, and they'll select the people that they're going to do these things. And then it's built, right? And that right now we would hope to be in sometime early spring. Like we could be preparing the foundation and getting the piece ready and have it ready to go. It's probably to get the building the building that we're talking about and trying to put up. It's probably a 6-week. Process for them to do everything and to get that piece done. So it's not, you know, for us, once you get the foundation, all the other things done, the things that, you know, earthwork and getting the things put in, to get the frame put up, doesn't going to take a long period of time. And then there'll be some structure inside that we'll have to build. Like there'll be some things within it, you know, that we're doing that will often need to take some time. And so, I would see legitimately saying, hey, December of, 2025, like, that'd be realistic for us.
Okay.
To say that you could get in there. Maybe the January of 2026 of, being on the indoor piece. So, how things curves get thrown at you and things come up. But right now, that's the process. And we're in basically a weekly meeting about the building, and so that's exciting. I mean, we are fine-tuning how it's going to look and what officially it's going to come out, because you finally have numbers. Like, you can actually, this is real. Like, this is, here's our budget, right? Here's the amount that we're talking about, and we have to stick within this, and now what can we get for this?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, it's extremely exciting time for us. So.
Incredible support.
Really is. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the things that we had from the, we've, since I've been here, the time that I've been here, we see great support from our community, our alumni, our businesses. I mean, there's no question. And the Gary Tharaldson gift is a huge piece for us, and it means a tremendous amount to our university and our student athletes and the surrounding community. I mean, it's a great addition to us. That building will be the most used building in Valley City.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
There's just the need for that. When I listen to every place that you go, there's just so much need for those kinds of big, a structure where you can go inside in a large building, large open space, to go do activities that you cannot do in the winter here, bad
That's
weather.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But there's so many things that the purpose for that facility is going to be used for. It's going to be a great addition to us.
Big draw, too.
No, absolutely. And when we started to talk about the instability of the North Star and all those things, the first thing I said to our guy, to any of our recruits, I said, the thing you're going to see, and this comes from our president, is like, we're not de-investing into athletics. We're investing into our athletics. We want our athletics to be successful and have a long-term future, right, wherever that may take us. But you have to show you're thriving in this day and age. Mm-hmm. You have to. And I said you're going to see improvements and you're going to see new. And those things are coming. And that's from us remodeling our press box, now the new building, the things we're doing inside if you get a chance to come out and see the bubble, we've repainted, we're redoing some pieces in there.
Some of the halls.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Our main building, the bubble itself is repainted, and there's a newness and uniqueness to it now. When people come in, they're either going to like it or hate it. They're going to come and go, who made all these decisions? And then I have a lot of list of names I can give you for those, but that's what we have to do.
Yeah.
We have to thrive and we have to invest. It takes an investment, and unfortunately, we don't have this. I know a lot of the state tax dollars, but we in athletics, that's not where it comes from. It comes from supporters and donations and the things we're doing. So that investment and those things are happening, and we're excited about it. And I think people are going to, as you're going to see the growth of athletics and continued growth of where we're headed.
Well, I'm excited with the new press box, but I told Mr. Potts when he was there, no bathroom, Mark. I still have to draw all the way down.
Very good point.
Hold it.
But there's a draw, too. He told me a little bit about what it's going to look like, it's going to be a nice addition to Lockett Stadium.
Absolutely. And there's so many pieces that we still want to grow and improve on and things that we want to make. Our facility is unique, and we have limitations. I mean, we understand. We're not going to build the $4 million stadium like Dickinson. I mean, that's not going to happen. Our press box isn't going to look like – I understand it. But we can build a uniqueness in our facility that makes us unique, too, to them, and attractive things that we can do outside of that press box. And so – those are the things we're trying to create in our environment. I mean, there's a lot of things that are being done to give game day environment as fun, experienced. When you come out, I want to go back. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just the same old. No, come and enjoy the environment, whether it's coming to a basketball game, it's coming to a football game, you go to a baseball game. So whatever it is, we have to create environments where people want to go. Mm-hmm. And that's our job.
You're in the entertainment business.
That's exactly right. And we have to find ways to attract people to come. And when they show up, we have to wow them. it just can't be the same old way. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just liked it. But that's not where we need to go. We have to create a new vision.
Just one request. A suite for Toast and Jam.
Well, okay.
Absolutely.
I'll already be there, so you can find your own.
A suite for 20.
There you go.
We have a couple of porta potties.
Yeah. There we go. That'll work.
We got
that'll
always some... work.
So I don't have to bring an ice cream pail next. All right, cool. All right, we're good.
Oh, boy. Okay. Anything else, Coach?
No, I mean, we're just excited to start the year all for all of athletics, and it's another, it's an exciting time, and excited to get our student athletes back. you know, everybody start, you know, volleyball start up here on August 8th. You know, I think after last year's, you know, making a, you know, tournament run and the nationals and the things that they did, you know, they have a great team coming back. And you know, we have a, you know, focused on when they get back here and the talent that they have and the things they're bringing, we're excited about that. But we're gonna have some great games. We, you know, we play, get a chance to play Jamestown. We're gonna host them in our, in the bubble, right? And and we have a chance to play Mayville again. And that was, if you were at that environment last year, what a great, both of those games were amazing environments for a game. And there's some really exciting things that that we have going on. And I hope people in our community understand and want to come out and be a part of that piece. So, yeah, it's getting going and started up, and you know, cross country will report in mid August, so life is returning here in a you know, really quickly. So excited about that.
Got some great words of wisdom from Teddy Roosevelt coming home. You know, I was out at Medora. This kind of stuck, and it kind of goes with Valley City State and what's going on right now. Teddy said, believe you can, and you're halfway there.
Yep.
Believe you can, and believe it.
That's exactly right.
You guys are believing it, and it's happening.
Exactly right. And none of it happens. We continue to say we need our community to be involved. And what I would say, we always say our community needs to be involved, but all of us at VCSU and Viking Athletics needs to be involved within the community. And that needs to be heavy. We cannot be successful being independent of each other and trying to think we can survive without it. It's not happening. So if we want our business to be thriving, then we need to support. And if we want athletics to be surviving and thriving, we
need
to
support.
You need
the support, too. Yeah, exactly. Goes both ways.
Yes, it
Two-way
does.
Two-way street. Very good. Coach, always good to have you on.
It's great that you guys. I appreciate you bringing me down.
No problem.
Finally invite me.
And looking forward to Viking. I'm always looking forward to Viking football. Right. Still one of my favorites, always.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can handle Thursday night and Friday night games. So
I know.
That's going to be weird. But, I mean, it's not me. Those are on the road. But football's Saturday. Come on.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And homecoming is September 21st. Yep. That'll be the homecoming this year.
We do have a weird football schedule with one game in home game in September, one in October, and two in November. So,
it's perfect outside weather-wise.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm ready for that. I was in Alaska. You know, right. I got an extra heavy coat. So, thanks again, Coach Mack, and always
it.
Good to have you here. And we will let you go if you have to go. And we're going to take a word here from Jimmy's Pizza. Good stuff. Always good stuff. Dine in, take out, deliver. Jimmy's has all kinds of specialty pizzas, small, medium, large. And then we have the calzone grinders, pasta dinners, Jimmy Wings, beverages, even
keep
beer.
Keep coming, keep coming.
Even beer.
It's
even
getting
beer.
To be lunchtime.
Yeah, even
We're
beer.
You're getting me hungry.
Okay, appetizers, salads, the whole works. Yeah, it's good stuff. Check it out, Jimmy's Pizza on East Main in Valley City, right next door to our trivia sponsor,
right.
Nodak Insurance.
How ironic is that?
I know. Isn't
Irony
that something?
Is pretty ironic sometimes.
What's the phone number again for Jimmy's?
845-1234.
And they're open 4 p.m. every day. 4 p.m. Check it out. Trivia question. Here it is. This one is going to be kind of fun.
Okay.
With football coming up, since we had Coach Mack on, I had to do a football trivia question.
Right.
Trivia brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent. And again, you always talk about insurance. We had some hail go through.
Oof. Yeah.
Just the other night.
Two nights ago, yeah.
Make sure you're covered. Make sure you...
Trees down,
yeah. Heavy rain.
Mm-hmm.
I missed it. I was in Medora. So then you wonder.
Well, you missed it, but your house didn't.
I know. I think I'm okay, but, you know, make sure you check out, you know, what maybe could have happened to your house or vehicle. But that's where you have the umbrella.
Get everything insured.
Safety.
Absolutely.
You can rest easier with Nodak Insurance.
Did you know they're the agents with answers? So if you have questions,
they're the agents with answers
over Nodak Insurance.
Hey, that's good stuff. I like that, too. And Chris, he'll help you out. He's been doing this a long time. He knows what's going on.
Yes, he is. 845-2912. You can get a hold of Chris.
Okay. Trivia question. Here it is.
All right.
All-time NFL quarterback pick six leader. Pick six, you know what we're talking about. Since 1950. Who threw the most pick sixes? All-time NFL quarterback pick six leader as of January 12th, 2023.
Okay, so last year.
The last year. Since 1950. Yep. And it wouldn't have mattered because this player didn't play in January of 2023.
No, not very often. That's why, because they're throwing the pick sixes.
Yeah, there's one that is the leader, and then there's a tie for second.
Okay.
Do you want a hint?
Give me a hint.
They're all former players. They're
well, that's good.
They're not playing right now.
Oh, former. Okay, I was going to say.
Okay, they're not current players.
They are all retired.
Yes. Oh, I take that back. One is a current player. You don't have to think about this.
Yeah, that one I'll have to think about.
There's two former players, one current player.
Okay.
A current player is tied for second.
Right.
Former player is the leader. Okay?
Interesting. I got to think about this one.
Hey, let's recap some of the local sports. A lot of baseball going on.
Yeah, busy week this week coming up here with baseball. The District 7 Baybrew Tournament got started last night. The Valley City Kings dropped to Northern Cass 4-2, so they don't play again until Thursday. But the tournament gets started here on Wednesday through Saturday at Charlie Brown Field. The Legion, they are playing, here in about a half hour at 12 noon today. They will be playing in Fargo. And then they've got Kindred tomorrow at Charlie Brown at 11 o'clock. And then they're done with their regular season. Their postseason is next week. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Well, of course, the Dukes, they're wrapping up the 13U team out of Fargo, or the 13U team that plays in Fargo. They're wrapping things up. And, of course, also last weekend we had the big junior tennis tournament. 73 players came to town, ages 8 through 18, that were in Valley City for this the Valley City Tennis Association Junior Open. 18th edition of the Junior Open. Susan Kringley, the tournament director, always does a great job with that. Had a couple of champs that we had individually, and a new 10U division that went over swimmingly, from what I heard. Had a good turnout for the 10U, and that was a brand new division. And so it was a beautiful, boy, it was hot. I was over there on Saturday for a few hours, and it was toasty on those tennis courts.
Tennis is alive and well, though.
It is, and you can add 10 degrees to your air temperature when you're playing on that on those tennis surface. So if it's 80 outside, you're playing on 90. Mm-hmm. And those kids are feeling the
heat. You can fry an egg.
Absolutely. But it was a great weekend last weekend. Of course, softball wrapped up state tournaments here this past weekend. We're getting into that mode where we're kind of going down with the summer activities.
We are.
Parks and Rec having all their tournaments wrapping things up. And then, in a month, we'll be talking fall sports.
All-star break for the Twins.
Mm-hmm.
Still hanging. 4.5 out.
4.5 back. Yep. Had a tough series in San Francisco.
Games they should have won.
Yeah.
Especially that last one.
Duran gave up that home run.
It was inside park on an air or whatever.
Basically,
they
threw the ball around.
They threw it around a little bit.
Yeah.
All-star home run derby last night.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Hernandez?
Was it Hernandez? Yes.
From LA. The Dodgers.
Yes.
Yeah. Beat out Bobby Witt Jr.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah,
and
but
Bobby
one home
Witt
run.
Jr., you would not think home run guy.
No,
but
I know. He's a stud.
He's a good ball player for the Royals.
Yeah. Today in sports history. 1941, Joe DiMaggio goes 3-for-4, hitting in his 56th straight game.
Hmm.
1969, I remember this one, Minnesota Twins, Rod Carew steals home for her career 7th time of the season, his career best. 7 times in a year.
Billy Martin was managing the Twins at that time.
He
liked that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, he did, and that was against Chicago, by the way.
Okay.
1985, 56th All-Star Game. NL beats the AL 6-1 in the Humphrey Metrodome. 1985.
I was at that game.
Okay.
I was
and the Metrodome was pretty new at that time.
It was 3 years old. Yep.
1988, Carl Lewis runs a wind-assisted 100 meter in 9.78.
Wind-aided, yes.
And 1988, also, Jackie Joyner Kersee sets women's heptathlete record of 7,215 points. Hmm. Sports birthdays today. Tony Stone. Does that ring a bell?
No.
1921 to 1996, American baseball second baseman, first woman to play in the Men's Negro League. She was born in St. Paul.
Okay.
1941, Daryl LaMonica. Quarterback, Oakland Raiders.
Yep. The Mad Bomber is his nickname.
And he passed away in 2022. 1949, Charlie Steiner, American sports broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Trottier is 67 today, 1956 American NHL center, New York Islanders.
Yep.
Brian Trottier.
He and Mark Bossy were a pretty good combination for the Islanders during their run to Stanley Cups in the 80s.
We already had the words of wisdom. Believe you can, and you're halfway there. Mm-hmm. Bully. Mm. Tried bully pulpit, too, over the weekend. No hole-in-ones.
No hole-in-ones.
No. They've done some readjusting on a couple of holes out there.
Okay.
And it looks very nice. The course is looking really good, too.
You and I are talking about this. I'd love to see the PGA go out there and have some of those boys take a shot at it. No pun intended.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't think they'd be walking it.
No, that's for sure.
It's quite a walk. Quite a drive in a cart. Golf saying, that leads us into the golf saying this week. Always take two pair of socks when you golf in case you get a hole in one.
No. I hope that's anonymous.
It is.
Okay, good. Yeah, always, I wouldn't claim fame to that one.
You always got
to
take a pair.
No.
Just in case you get a hole in one. There you have it, another episode of Toast and Jam from the 1047 studios from the Times Record building in downtown Valley City. Times Record, of course, Tuesday through Friday. All kinds of great stuff in there, news, sports.
Yep. Going to have a story on the Lions. All-Star Basketball was last night in Bismarck.
Right.
Tessa Olsen playing from Valley City. They're in Fargo here as we record Tuesday, playing in Fargo tonight. And that's coming up. You're talking about gymnastics in the Olympics. I talked to a couple of gymnasts, the Valley Twisters, the area gymnastics club here in Valley City, went to the trials, went to the Olympic trials, and got to see some of the gymnasts that are getting ready to compete in Paris here later this month. And we'll have a story on that coming up next week.
Man, summer is slipping away. Can't believe it.
It is, isn't it?
Thanks to our sponsors, North Dakota Army National Guard, Jimmy's Pizza, Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. Want to thank our guest again, Dennis McCulloch, athletic director, head football coach, Valley City State. Good things going on over there.
Mm.
And another big thank you, of course, you know who.
Oh, yeah.
The Boston Red Sox.
Yes.
Our executive producer, Eric Kringley. Did I get that right this time?
You got it that time. That time again. You nailed that one.
Oh, Eric, we thank you so much. You're much appreciated.
He'll have to do some work on this show. He's going to have to edit me out.
Really?
No, I had some bad stuff.
You had some bad stuff? No, he was pretty good. That's all good. It's all good. Hey, have a nice week and stay cool. I guess cooler weather on the way, though.
After we get through the 90s this week, and then it's a little bit more comfortable next week.
No doubt. Have a nice week. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday.